NBA on NBC. The 1998.
What is NBA up, everybody? Finals. This is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pot of Fame, the podcast where we break down the careers of former athletes and decide whether or not they should get a call to the Hall. It is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch, the podcast where we talk about one player's Hall of Fame stock that is going up and one Hall of Famer or one Hall of Fame stock that is going down. Today, I have a no-brainer for whose stock is going up, so we got to talk about him right off the top. And it could be anyone else but Jalen Brunson, point guard for the New York Knicks. So the Knicks just finished off the Philadelphia 76ers last night, advancing in the second round to play the Pacers. And Pacers-Knicks is going to be a great series. But Brunson had a playoff series for the ages. And even though it was only a first-round matchup, people will be talking about this for a long time. People in New York will probably never stop talking about this. Last night in the closeout game, right? 41 points and 12 assists. But he's been doing this the entire series. So last night, he had 41 points. On Tuesday night, he had 40.6 assists in a overtime loss, but he played 51 minutes. On Sunday, he had 47 points, 10 assists. And then even last Thursday, he had 39 points and 13 assists. For the first round series against the Philadelphia 76ers, Brunson averaged 35.5 points per game, 4.5 boards, and 9.0 assists in 43.8 minutes per game. He put the Knicks on his back as much as a single player can, and got them to play the Pacers, because the Knicks are down several players. He is the offense on that team. Yes, you know, a lot of players do, you know, play a big role on that team, but the scoring comes from Brunson. And if he's not putting up this barrage of points, during that series, they're not winning that series. So Brunson, just hell of a series. And this is coming off a hell of a year, right? He's 27 years old. He just made his first All-Star appearance this year. He's a lock. They haven't announced yet, but he's locked for an All-NBA team, possibly second team, definitely by at least a third team. After averaging 28.7 points per game and 6.7 assists on 48% from the field shooting, 40% from three, and 85% from the free throw line. I mean, that 48, 40, 85 shooting, 28.7 points per game, those are all NBA numbers. So we got Brunson, who, again, started his career in Dallas as a second-round pick out of Villanova, played very well down here, came to New York on a contract. People were like, are they paying him too much money? And is now clearly one of the best point guards in the league. And he is showing it. That's not just a regular season thing. It is very much in the playoffs. And now they're going against the Pacers, where they're going to be favored. Brunson could be making a run, during this playoffs to, at minimum, the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think the Knicks can beat Boston, but Brunson is now advancing as far in the playoffs as who he just beat, Joel Embiid's ever made. And Joel Embiid's 30 years old, has never made it past the second round. Brunson is now entering the second round with the Knicks as the main guy. So, you know, looking at Brunson's Hall of Fame case, right? Yeah, he had a great first round series, an all-time first round series. That doesn't make you a Hall of Famer. He had a great year this year, finally made an All-Star team, will be an All-NBA player. That does not make you a Hall of Famer by itself. But he is trending in the right direction here. Now, Brunson came out of Villanova with a lot of pedigree, right? Two-time NCAA champion. He's the 2018 Player of the Year at Villanova. So again, we all know that college case does play a factor into your Hall of Fame case. So he already has that going for him. That's great. But his NBA career to date, you know, hasn't been Hall of Fame worthy. You know, for his career, he's averaging about 17 points per game, 3 boards, 5 assists. That's good, but not exceptional. As of today, he has 7,131 career points and 1,974 career assists. Okay, that's nothing to write home about. That's not Hall of Fame worthy, but he's 27 years old. It looks like he is just entering his peak now. And again, this year he averaged almost 29 points per game, and last year he averaged 24. If he is going to be this kind of player now for even the next several years, this is a guy's stock you got to be buying. And it doesn't look like this guy's slowing down. Brunson plays with such consistency. He plays so controlled. And New York loves this guy. And I don't know how far the Knicks are going to go this year, but he's making noise in the playoffs. He's showing the regular season is by no means a fluke. And he's going to put up big numbers in the playoffs. And hey, I don't know if Jalen Brunson's ever going to be able to take a team to the finals. I think the Knicks, as they're built today, are going to need more pieces to be able to make that finals run. But he's already shown what he can do in the first round. I believe they're going to beat the Pacers and get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And now we're talking about a player that did make it at least, you know, to its conference finals. There's a lot of players out there in the past in the Hall of Fame that weren't able to do that. I think of people like T-Mac. He, as the main guy, I think only made it out of the first round once, never made it to the conference finals or the finals. He made it as a spur playing like no minutes, but as the main guy, never got past the second round. I just mentioned Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid's going to make the Hall of Fame. He has not made it past the second round yet. Mitch Richmond, another guy, never made it past the second round until he was on the Lakers as, you know, a bit player. But as the main guy, never could make it past the second round. So there are players in the Hall of Fame already today who, you know, Brunson's now getting into a round they could never pass. I believe he's going to get past that, make it to the conference finals, and make some noise there too. I think the Celtics will be too much there. As again, that's assuming the Celtics make it there. But Brunson, all signs point to this is a guy just entering his peak. This is a guy who's getting his team farther into the playoffs, possibly as far as the Eastern Conference Finals this year. Could not buy a stock more. And New York fans could not be saying crazier stuff. I mean, I've heard some hyperbole right now. Again, we do got to remember this was just the first round. He did average 35.5 points per game, but this was just the first round. I was hearing things like he's the best point guard in New York Knicks history. That's insane. That's Walt Frazier. That's going to be Walt Frazier for many, many years now. Brunson would have to do a lot to knock Frazier off that. But I do hear a lot like, is he the best New York Knicks since Ewing? And even that, I think, is a little hyperbole. Like Carmelo Anthony, that didn't work really in New York, but he did have some big moments there for a long time. But Brunson fever has taken over New York City. It has taken over the national landscape. I'm talking about him right here. Buy the stock now. It's only going to go higher as he progresses through these playoffs. And again, 27 years old. Does he have a lot of work to do to build a Hall of Fame case? He does. But all signs point to that is the direct trajectory he is now on. So Jalen Brunson's stock is who we are buying. Now let's go to who we're selling. All right, so whose Hall of Fame stock are we selling? This one bums me out. The selling always kind of bums me out a little bit. It's not just someone's playing bad, which is players not playing great, but usually it's like injury, and this is no different this week. So whose Hall of Fame stock I'm selling, and I'm selling the last shares I'll have, so I will be completely out of this stock after this, you know, sell-off today. It's Brian Buxton, center fielder for the Minnesota Twins. So Brian left Wednesday's game this week against the White Sox in the second inning with a potential knee injury. We don't know the extent of it yet, but he is out. So he is out now for the foreseeable future. Hopefully it's short term, but the reason why I'm selling off everything, and honestly, I probably should have sold off years ago, but I'm finally doing it now, is because this guy, no matter what, cannot stay healthy. It's impossible for Brian Buxton to stay healthy. In his career, Brian Buxton is 30 years old. In his career, in a 10-year major league career, he has only played over 100 baseball games one season. And that was back in 2017. He was 23 years old, played 140 games that year, and he finished 18th in the MVP voting and won a gold glove. That's the only year he's played over 100 games. Every season since then, he comes out Everyone's hyped because this is a Hall of Fame talent type guy. He comes out, he looks great, and he gets hurt. And it is every single year. Like, again, if you can't play 100 games a year, it's obviously every single year he cannot play. And honestly, since 2017, when he played 140 games, he's only played over 90 games even once. I mean, some of these seasons, he's only playing 20, 30 games. And obviously, that's just got to cut it. I mean, he's in his 10th year in the MLB. He's played 698 games. His counting stats, you know, 116 home runs, 308 RBIs, 87 stolen bases, 563 hits. These are nowhere near the Hall of Fame. So why have I held on this long? Again, it's because when this kid plays, he looks like an all-star. He's made one all-star team, but he looks like an all-star when he's on the field. You know, his all-star year in 2022, he only played 92 games, but he hit 28 home runs that year. He had 133 on-base percentage. He played great center field. If you look at his per game basis, like if we're talking Hall of Fame center fielders, okay, it's an elite group. They don't let any, you know, center fielder in the Hall of Fame. Talk to Andrew Jones, talk to Jim Edmonds. You got to be like Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, like those guys, Joe DiMaggio. Those are the center fielders in the Hall of Fame. So the average center fielder in the Hall of Fame, their average WAR per 162 game season is 5.4. That's the average. There's lower, there's higher. Brian Buxton's WAR per 162 is 5.0. So he's 0.4 WAR off of the average Hall of Fame center fielder. Now, again, this doesn't really matter because he never plays. But again, when he plays, that's the level we are talking about. And even though he's played, you know, less than 700 games in his career, him as a center fielder, he's one of the better defensive center fielders of all time. If you're looking at fielding runs, right, as a center fielder, this is a stat that's been kept since 1953 to talk about how great center fielders are. It tries to. Like, Andrew Jones is number one in this category. Willie Mays is number two. So there's some consistency there of good center fielders, high good to this statistic. Even though he's playing less than 700 games, he's 23rd all-time among center fielders in fielding runs in center field. If you look at more per-inning type factors or per-game type factors, you know, range factor per nine innings as a center fielder, he's 11th all-time in MLB history. If you look at his range factor per game, he's 23rd in MLB history. His fielding percentage as a center fielder is 23rd in MLB history. He's one of the better defensive center fielders we've seen when he is on the field. And again, when he actually can get his at-bats, he has some power. Again, he had 28 home runs in just 92 games in 2022. The power is there. He just does not play a full slate to be able to get there. Now, there's a lot of things with Brian where you're like, even though he was injured all the time, there are really poor spots of his game that make the Hall of Fame not really possible. And I totally get that, right? Only a .239 career batting average. That's way lower than I thought. 300 career on-base percentage, 106 OPS plus. Yes, all of those nowhere close, right, to a Hall of Famer. But the talent has always been there tantalizing you. Where, okay, well, at the age of 27, if he can turn it around, maybe he'll be okay. Or 28, he's only 29. Well, now he's 30, and he keeps getting hurt, and he cannot stay healthy. And this year, he has not looked like he has the past years. Before the injury, he had played 28 games this year. He only had one home run, 11 RBIs, was batting .250, eight doubles, one stolen base. So his years of, you know, stealing a lot of bags, he stole 29 bases in 2017. Or the pop in his bat, you know, he had 17 last year in 85 games, 28 the year before that in 92 games, 19 before that in just 61 games. It looks like the pop of the bat's gone. And that's why it's the combination. He got injured again this season. Doesn't look like, okay, he's healthy, he's playing. It's, He's playing, but he's not doing very well out there. And I think that's the final straw here. Now, the Twins just signed him at the end of 2021 to a 7-year, $100 million contract. So, again, they believed in the talent. Even with all the injuries, they just signed him to that contract that he'll play out now for the next several years still. But I think the Brian Buxton we always wanted to see. I remember 1 year he came out there like, this guy's going to be the MVP this year. The talent's always been there. He just unfortunately has never been able to put together a string of consecutive seasons where he's playing a decent amount of games. And this happens in baseball all the time. It happens across all sports all the time. You have to be available to play. It's not this guy was the most talented, they're getting the Hall of Fame. But I am selling off the last of the Brian Buxton stock. I'm sure a lot of you already sold this off years ago. If you're still holding on, take it from me. Sell it now. It's going to get to zero very quickly. We're getting in the penny stock range here. So I hope Brian Buxton gets better soon. I hope he turns around this year. But it looks like the pop of his bat is finally gone. And if he doesn't have that, his average isn't that high. His defense, they started to put him a little more at DH the other year. This year, he's playing more center. But as he gets older, center field gets a lot harder to play. His days are limited at probably as an everyday center fielder, outside of the injury. So again, Brian Buxton selling the stock. Hope he gets better. But again, that is unfortunately a big what if career. If he could have stayed healthy, what type of career are we looking at? That's all we have for you today. If you don't already, please subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, where you listen to podcasts. Follow our Twitter at Pod of Fame. If you've done all of that, you have done your homework. I hope you have a great weekend. We have a baseball episode coming for you on Monday. It's a great one, so tune in for that. But have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.